Pra você ver. Kuf Yud Gimel Rav Hosai Sid Beis. Venera Li. Tu adin le nishtar chelik hatizor hanoheg beinenu. She'ein avonos notlos chelik bekarkos. That was the minik. And all the possessions that the man owned would go the daughter would get a half a share, but they didn't put in the karkos. Where did this come from? Take a look in the Pesachet Shuvah. Is it cut off? Kiveg has a discussion over here in the Shuvah. The bottom of the klal karkos, houses, doesn't only mean fields. The less was a sfeika klal, below the rabbi effort. Some rabbis said only fields and houses. The gamma shakos of a rabbi who? The dafka mekarka shayelo be'ez ksiva shtar chatzizach. Aber lo ma shakon achakach. Depends whether he owned it then or not. Zeino. The gamma karkol shakon achakach bichlal that they go to the sons and not to the, nothing goes to the daughters. Zulas. The bottom shemagzik laharviach laskir below the dira. In other words, if you're a real estate mogul, you own a lot of buildings, you're just trying to rent them out. B'zekos v'agol and b'tshuvas chenuchinuch beis Yehuda d'zochem abonus. You don't understand the whole point why karka is different in the first place. I'm trying to make these decisions. We'll see soon. After leaving megamgein b'zenem ha'ol to the b'kivei. Where did he get from? The svaros of maspik l'socher v'batim l'kos v'limko. If you're a real estate fellow who buys and sells, then we understand the svar. We haven't seen it yet. The maspik l'hosher v'diurim. I don't buy and sell. I bought one big building in Manhattan, which is a gold mine. I rented out $10,000 per month per room, or whatever it may be. I become a millionaire by clipping coupons from the rent. I don't buy myself anything. Then, ain't on the right. Maybe it would be different than what you're just using for buying and selling. Maybe in that kind of a situation, we should treat it as the kind of karkos that are not included in Shtar Chatzizah. Ach, behold, that's Canaan, who bevadei ro lefash, make up show. Now, what's the reason? We don't know what the reason is yet. Svarim v'karkos. Not only karkos were out, but also svarim. Unfortunately, he doesn't tell us what the reason is. Go look up in Knesset Yecheskel. Let's take a look at Moshe in Chasam Sofer. Ayin Shem is Chasam Sofer. Kuf Mem Zayin. Cause of Tam Hogan Gozer. So, this we know, we're familiar with Chasam Sofer, so Rosa. We know how to find it very quickly over here. And we'll see right away. Chasam Sofer. Kuf Mem Zayin. It sure tells you where to look, but doesn't tell you what to say, because you'll find it on your own. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have it. How do you make it bigger? Settings?
Yeah.
Big enough? You see it in the back? Now time to see it? Oh, you're watching your own computer. You don't even need my computer. But you able to see the letters on the screen?
Yeah.
Very good. Shtar Chatzizah. He wants to know, I don't have too much time. Does a little bit. Here he tells you the pshat. I'm also listening to it. You want to turn the light off?
Yeah.
What's the screen?
mean, it's on the whiteboard. It's easier.
To read is much better. Beautiful, this is a beautiful Chasam Sofer. Nearly, he wants the wildly Chatzi Zohar. Shenhigu Dafka Chatzi Zohar. Shemalas a Zohar al Abbas. Amazing Kiddush. Kemalas a Bchor al Poshet B'din Torah. Ukein Dorais and Higu. Unbelievable. The reason why they do Chatzi Zohar, not Shadokha Sholem. Just like you find in the Torah Kedoshim. A Bechor got twice as much as a Poshut. So too, a son, she got twice as much as a daughter. Shtar Chatzi Zohar. What a wild idea. Now we do, I told you, I advocate today what's called the Shtar Zohar Sholem. I don't think I made it up myself. The Sos really caught such a tremendous. And we'll see. But this is the first Kiddush Nifla of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Watch. Will all of Yerusha Iker, Umei Haitaim and Nirali, Shenhigu Lahasnos Levar Mikarkos Usvar. Why? And Shasu Yerusha Iker, Havachas Vishalom Ka Over Dover Menat Torah, Drachmon Ama Bartolo Teirus. The Torah says that the girl should not get a Yerusha, a daughter. And you're going to say it, you're going to get it. Yerusha. B'chai gav neparach ha-shas. Take a look, this is a very important shas. Open the Gemara, please, Rabosai. Open the Gemara. Daf Nun Gimel. This is going to be our only discussion of this topic, which is forever. We're not going to go into it because it don't really happen these days. There exists, if you remember, Nubez and Nubez. Locos of the Mishnah, Nubez and Nubez. Locos of love is indifferent. Yevelchim Minoi, Inun Yarsin, Kathak Subos of Yesel, Chukain, and Demachuan, Chayek, Shutanai Bezdin. What does that mean, Rashi? Yes, Rav Chalkei and the Imach Uchu and Bnei Yisha Cheres in Tamusi B'Chayai V'Yir Hashem Yitlu Bonayach Subosech V'Nav Kamin Hashem and Merubahi Hashem Yiyu Bnei Yisha Cheres Merubin U'Bonayach Mu'otin V'Tov Lahen She Yitlu Ksubas Iman and Merubin Ksubas Iman Afila Ksubas Shabbos. What's going on over here? The man's getting married and you want that the Shver, father of the girl, should give a lot of money into this marriage. I mean, you know, that's what makes the world go around. Shvers give money, and this way their daughter's able to get married, okay? And then the next generation comes, Baruch Hashem, into existence. We're trying to encourage fathers-in-law to give more money into the marriage. But they say, wait a minute, I'm going to give my daughter $1 million. What will happen if, for argument's sake, my daughter should pass on. This man will marry another woman. I can't blame him. He's not supposed to be himself the rest of his life. This other woman, my mazel, will have 10 boys. And my daughter have one boy. Okay? She'll have 9 boys. It's very easier. So 90% of my money goes out to some fremda. So someone's not related to me. What is ridiculous? It's like I don't want to give the money. So no. Suva's been indifferent. You say, any sons that you have that my daughter will have, the husband writes this. Any sons from you will take all the money that the shver is bringing into me and Subas bin Adich. You didn't write it? It's chal anyway, because it's tonight bed. It says the Heilige Gemara. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, if they mahis kinu Subas bin Adich, they should yikvos odam v'yichtov lebito kibno. I want people to give a lot of money to their daughters. Rashi. You're going against the Torah. Torah says, you're in fact circumventing that. Bito, the Bito, the Dunya Yofe, the Ilu Mesa, Yushu Baneho, and not a friender. Not somebody else from a different wife. Back to Gemara, Mika Midi. This is what I was referring to. The Rachmona, Oma, Bro, Lirus, Bartolo, Tirus. For also Rabbanan the Matakli the Tiras Brata, Rabbanu Shalolim. What's going on? Rashi. Rachman Amabrat Liwas Tepsiv Ishki Yavasu Bain Ain Lo. Hoviyeshlo Bino Yosha Bino Bito. Etikin Nehtevas Brata Shita Nohav Mamono. Shiyu Bonav Ruyin Liwish. What's going on over here? The money's going away, it's going to the daughter's kids and away from the rightful heirs, who are the sons. Says the Gemara, Honami Doraisu Dichsiv, not the Torah, the Tanakh, Chu Noshim, Vaholidu Bonim Ubonos, who Chu Livnechem Noshim, Vesmenosechem Tnu La Noshim. Poskin Yermio, says the Gemara. Bishlam of Bonin Biode Kaimi. Rashi Levakesh Lo Isha Kshadak Osho Ish Lachazarach Al Isha. So the man will has sons. Same with Avraham Avinu looked for Shidduch for Yitzchak to Eliezer. We'll find the Shatrin and we'll find the Shidduch for your son. Elabante Mi Kaiman Biode. Rashi Bito Biode Kiderach Isha Lachazar Al Ish. Kamash Malon, the Nilbusho, the Nichso, the Nesel Lamidi. He hated the kafziyala, but also nasvula. Period. That's what it says. So the chasam solve quotes this gemara. We saw it once before, if you recall, where it says that how can he go against the pasuk and chumash? What do more say? The raisa hitbot v'zekva bitlu agaonim shero shibizman hazeh adam nosum lebito yosem ibeno k'mosha kaza v'rosh sham b'chol rishonim. Take a stop and think. See what it says. Let's look in the Rush. Rabbi says, look in the Rush, please. The Rush is in Perek Dalet Simen Chof Dalet. Perek Dalet Simen Chof Dalet. It's in the Ramah Kharkas. Perek Dalet Simen Chof Dalet. Quotes have been indifferent. They quote the whole Gemara in our print, it's in bold. Rav Matasya Gomes Alay Omer. She ain't not done in too much indifferent with man as it. Why? Okay, but she ain't at time. I look at the sheep, quotes other people in the Vita Kavno. The Ach of Nog will eat in Yosef be Yosef. More than your daughter than your son. The Chain, Kosov, Bala Eater. Shuvah Rav Hanina Brav Yudah Zal. Hayom kama shonim botla ksubas bin indichim. Yeshiva sayin. I love a botla. She tzorach v'dak ibn chosim sheyesh lev achrayas, which is karka. Beroy ibn muksa. Uvimosa dina. Those are the details which the Gemara goes into in order for the indichim to work. Gemara yisomim arayoy anu malin al nichse avinu mosa dina. And shamalem. Tzorach shumas bin bezdin v'chakires zikainin. Shalhos of aldamim. I've got a discussion which is going to go into the details. Here's Ika. But oh, the Ika takanta that Shadik was written, lo, the Bito could know. But Hayom Halavai, she doesn't know Kibito. You know, the Gemara later on says, the Shushan is off of Sarati. Just because you're male, it's reverse discrimination. So they used to discriminate in favor of males. So Chazal are always interested in takanas of females. They too, it's been indifferent. Got to the point. People give all their money to their daughters, nothing left for their sons. So Benedichim is superfluous. The Kamahutshuk Adobo Lenadas Komish Yirtse, Shiyabe Bematnas Bito, Hayom Azek Kamashonah Shen Yishivasein, Adonabutsulis Benedichim, Umar Bar Rav Dosa, Omolo Lochazin, the Rabbos, and the Mekadmet, the Kamon, the Daini, Subas Benedichim, and the Fishto, Lo Daini. Lo basroi misivosa v'cheva do avilu kamashonin anan lo daninen. But the mar rab hai gon amar kasha. Heichi mevatli rabbonim ksubus v'nindichrin. How can you go against the Gemara if hai gon says? Umar barab shmuel amar harbe hachamim nagu kein levatli ksubus v'nindichrin bizman hazeh. Afilim adam alo botlo. Oh. Hanimili mekarki v'lo v'metaltali. This is the Balit. Because originally, all the lochos of ksubas, when they collect the ksuba proper, only comes from karka. Ksubas for the dichrin is only from karka, only with respect to a certain amount of karka. And these days, so they even those who hold it does apply, only by karka. Rabbi Nemea Kosta, the Nirlo Kedirei Rav Hai, that it does apply. V'chein Omer Ritzvah, The Ksuvos for the Dichurin, the Gabi Afim, the Tatli Bizman Hazeh. Why? Kev on this Kino, the Ksuvos Gabi Metatli, which we'll see soon. Who are then Ksuvos for the Dichurin, the Tanak Ksuvos, Ketsuvos. Where in the world, the Rabbanan say, we collect the Ksuvos from Metatli. The Gemara says it's not true. You only collect the Ksuvos from Karka. So if you take a look in a few places, I'm not going to give you all the Ma'amakomis. Let's take a look at the Tosfos here. Okay, it's not a sugya right now, just to see a little bit. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says that you collect a ksuba only from Karkos, not from a Tatli. Now, the question is, what happens nowadays? Nowadays. So, folks can say that the olden days, the Iker Smichas Das, to collect, was from Karg. And they only collect from Karg. But in later years, perhaps it's because in certain parts of the world, the Jews weren't even allowed on any Karg. It could have been a part of this thing. We all know that for a fact in the medieval period. So all they had was they didn't have the karka. See, if you're living at the karka, so the whole ksuba will be, in effect, not collectible. They had introduced that it could be collected even from the top. Let's take a look first and see the ksuba's been in different, and we'll see from there by regular ksuba. Okay, if you don't mind turning to Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet. Sif Yud Dalet, just to see. Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. That too has been a different. Yesh Omin Davka Mekarki. She Yesh Am Karka Shtei Shtei Ksuvas. Nige Ksuvas been a different. Havon Ein Shem Ala Metatli Lo. That's a Yesh Omin in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet. Comes from the Rosh says in Perek Yud Simen Beis. Take a look for a minute. In Perek Yud Simen Beis, just for a sec. That's where the Baragol tells you to look. Rosh Perek Yud Simen Beis. The whole discussion was called Ksuba Nasa Mosa Lachavertok, the Gat of a Mosa Dinar, that at least part of the estate should be divided according to the Dindaraisa, in order for the rest of it to be divided according to Ksubas Benin Dichu. Okay? Where it says over here, Abosai, Gemara, towards the end of the Simon Beis and Terek Yud in the Rush. Rabbana feel the mentality having Mosa, the Mekayim Bunachla Daraisa. Have a whole mold the Rabbi and the Rav Shimon, the Bina Mekarke Shirish Tei Ksuvas. Why? It's not Ksuva Ketsuva. The Dafka Mekarke going to us Bina Dichrin. The Af Al Gav the Tkina Rabbi and Basroi the Migve Ksuva Bina Tatlin. Yeah. The Ksuva Bina Dichrin Lo Tikun. Alright? That's very good. So we still haven't found the source for the Rabbi and Basroi Ksuva Bina Tatlin. We'll get that to a little bit later. But since we're in Kuf Yud Aleph, let's finish up a little bit more. Okay? Miu, Afilei HaMosir Olek, B'tal B'nach Shabbat Dami. Yesh V'Shomer, Do'idna D'Kasvinen B'Ksubas Dilan, B'talpin Agam B'Karki, Gam Ksubas B'nen Dichrin, Nigbis V'B'talpin, Na Ksubas K'Ksubas. Every Ksubas nowadays, Rabosai, everyone says that, how's it go? It says, Nixon the Istana Christ, Lulesa Nachrais, Kuna Nachron, we got, right? What that probably means is kind of a din of Agaf, which seems to work. And tonight, Kuba, Ksuba is Ksuba. Okay? Fine. That's a little bit here in your doubt. I'll come back, I still owe you the source for karka in regular ksuvas. Let's go further. Tezayin. Mishitziva b'shas misa shal yirshu bada ksuvas v'nichrin ain't shavala because it's a tzai bezin. Al hiskechen b'shas nesuot no kayin. Yes, shomrin. Ain't ksuvas v'nichrin no hekes hal yidna. Ika atakana oisek that she's not in the vita could know. The akshav dog in hetlita the bas yosef yosef. B'chein dog in dinas elu, he says, we don't have a ksuvas v'nichrin anymore. Because, again, the reason was to encourage people to give money to their daughters upon their marriages. Now they're giving more money to their daughters than to their sons. So the whole purpose of being different no longer applies. So the takana no longer applies. That's a question whether you have a right to do that. High God said you can't do that, but the Ramah said you can do it. That's what he says the minigas in his places. Okay. Now. Fine. So far so good. We understand this idea. And we're now going to come to the last line in the rush. Let's first take a look at Simon Kuf. Simon Kuf should give us an insight as to what we said both about until now. Simon Kuf. Simon Kuf. We did it the Gemara. Haksuba, the Hayrika Ksuba, Betoseven, Enigman Element Akarka. Who said Sarabosan? Samaches Amadbeis. Okay, get a little bit of a tour. Now let's first finish this. Let's first finish the Rosh Dal Chavdal before I get lost over here. We just went a few more lines. Let's see what Batra says. Barav. Meir HaLevi, for Rabbeinu Yonah Kotzel, the Levadik Tzumas for the Nichrin, Nogu Hidna, they lack a Takonah Chachamim. Abel Kevin Shemar, but in the Bonos, Namin at Takonah, Becheskes Meikara, the Meikargi Lamentatli. I, Takonah, say Gaona, the Ksuma Tzgavim Metatli, Noma, Linyan Zelo, the Yeosu Ksumas for the Nichrin, the Ksuma, the Chenikar. So, Pshara, some say Ksumas for the Nichrin does not apply, Rabosai, at all nowadays. Some say you can't go against the Gemara, it does apply. And since we have the Gaonim said that Ksuba connects to the Talmud too, which applies to the Dichron also. And the compromise is no. The Ksuba, the Dichron does apply, but only from Kaka, which is the Gemara. So where's the Gemara that says that Ksuba is only collected from Karkos, or Mosai? It's found over here in the Gemara, Rabbi Mosai. Where are we going to find it? As an aside, to look on the Sefer Ksuvos, Samaches Amud Beis. Just not finding it right now. On Samaches Amud Beis. That's what it says. Pshita, these are the Gemara. Metatl l'mishtav de Ksuvos. Where is the Rabbah sign? On Samaches Amud Beis. Oh, here we go. Towards the end of Samaches and Beis, it says, "Tanai Ksuba b'Mekarki Gavya, b'Metadlo Gavya, before Shigamar." Ksuba, not only Ksuba itself, but even Tanai Ksuba, which is like Ksuba, can only be collected from Karka and not from Metadlo. That's the din of the Gemara. When we Takonas Agaonim, where do you get it from? Ksuba Samach Zayin Amanal. That's where the source is. Rabbi Osan, Samach Zayin Amanal. The Gemara has, take a look at Tosfos. Gemalim shel Arvia isha gova parnameh. The camels in Arabia were collected. The camels are not karka, pierced for countries, but they collected. Okay? V'nulid v'ksub Arvia, shel isha gova ksubosa v'hem. Why? Das mechitayu, as machtayu alayu. Which are pierced for countries, etc. When we can post him, the metatli di dan mishtate the tsubo, that we can malim the arvia. That's machtir walayu. How do you like that? The same way, takonas agaonim, gavi be metatli di asmi, was a cost of the sabra of shirigon. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's not we did it the Gemara, it's Tzadkanas and Gaonim. Either way, it's called Medina de Gemara because of Gamma de Arya, or Tzadkanas and Gaonim as it's found in the Shulchan Aruch over here, Kufs, Sinu Kufs, Sephalot, was in the Chol Tnoeh, Chutz, Iksubas Benin Dichrin. We just saw that a second ago in the rush, the compromise. So it's Benin Dichrin, even called those who apply it, this man has that, do not apply it to a case of the Tavlin, as we saw earlier. Okay? But also, this is our discussion of Ksubas Benin Dichrin. He did a quick job. We're not going into too much. Now we go back to Shubas Chasam Sofer. Says the Helik Chasam Sofer. So we're saying that the Ksubas Benin does not apply. Imkain, Kamaisa Botel. The Osu Basraisa the Tikli Yerushika Chatzizachar. Frek the Helga Chasam Sofer. There was originally a Takana Kamaisa from a Mishnah that we helped in order to facilitate that the girl should get more money going into the marriage. We apply the principle known as Ksubas Benin Dichrin. The Rosh does not apply anymore. The Ramah doesn't apply anymore. And now you're going to tell me something new? A Shtar Chatzizachar to achieve that which the Gemara Mishnah already had an Eitzah for it. And we rejected that, you put in something new? How can that be? Al Kain Ro. She'ika Kro, the Parshas Nachmos Akarka Koi. Parshas now, we discussed on Thursday at some length that the Iker of Yerusha is that the Karka Ro. He said it's not just pure Dini Mominus, that was Thursday Shia. But he's saying in general, the Psukim Chumash Tom Al Karka. Tega Lecho, Tilavachi, Kosha Abnos Slavcha. Dambu Lama Yigor Hashem Avinu. Okay, miyad sheshamu chalukas haaretz beis avosam miyad yodu vehevinu tiakoponim bas v'mokom ben lo tirush nachla. Okay, bo v'sholosh akoponim imein lo ben tirush abas. So Hashem said, yes, you're right. Okay, mel stocha dobros. Then to aim mefurush b'kro and the birush as a karka lo tirush abas v'mokom ben. Avirush v'taltlin nei devade honami doraisa v'lo plukro. And the Vadas Chilukim with the Bilibenu with the Miatorah Mikomakom Tiskilon to the Karka Mefurish Mikrot Tvei Mitalkal in Rabosai Yedua Mash Hishish and Tazka Mepomim Mash Mefurish Behedi Mikrot and Koach Biad Chachomim Lak Adova Menatorah. Says it in three places: the Choshofer, the Choshchor with Bar Masurim, and in Chosh Mish at the very beginning. Based on the Tosis in Bava Metzias, it's something similar. Okay, you can't uproot a pasuk. He's only based on the Gemara. It's Yesh Koach Lacham Lacha Davar in the Torah, V'lo Lavar Al Divrei Torah. Frek the Taz, Lavar Al Divrei Torah. What's the Hava mean? Says no. The power of Chachamim to uproot a din in the Torah is only if it's not explicit. It's explicit in Chumash. Chazal lack the power to overturn it. Okay, the Parah Hashas Mipshitus, Rachmanav Abra Leiris Bratalo Tapes. Also, Rabbanim particular the Bratan Leirus, Hanav Ksubas Benin Dichrin to be a man, Haya Ika Nechseh the Karka, Biyav Inish the Brat the Karka, Umeis the Nachla the Karka, Kam Ksubas Benin Dichrin Gufa Avishin Birushus Birushus Beta Ben Ben Abonim, Avuri Achsanta the Karka. You can't transfer against the Halach of the Torah. Nimta Okamai the Simbi Oraisa Behedra, Veikoach Ben Chachamim, Okay Peruch Hashas the Pshitas, Avu Bas Raisa. In Higush Nachat Yizachah, B'metalt L'Davka, Kevin Shiro, Tikun Hador, B'kach, Yesh Koach, B'yodim Lachat, Adam Ben HaTorah, Sheshat Shrich L'kach, Shadom Ha'enem Afurish B'Torah, Kivuch Es Metalt L'in. My Riddick, Rabosa. He quotes the one before. B'shvil Ho'ol Van Yizachah, Sanity. I should lose out. Right? Whole discussion. Okay. It's a good Svarah, he says. So therefore, Svarim, Sheniach Av Shikaram Enem Niknim Elas Oske B'Torah, and Lakar Asvara Pshuta Dizchoram Oske B'Raisa Leiris, the Buddhist Lamika Torah Torah Leiris, Kainire. To explain why, Rabosai, both Karka and Svarim were excluded from Shtar Chatzizach. Karka, because it's a Mefurish B'Kra, goes to the sun, we don't want to touch it, based upon the Gemara over here in the base. it's kind of foolish because it's post of a talpin. And Svaram goes to the sports, they're the ones who will learn the Svaram. Adkan the chasam sof. Adkan. Now, Abosai, it seems to me, if that's the case, any house should go to the sons. We just saw Pisgei Tshuva, three different kinds of houses. Houses do you live in, houses that you rent out, houses that keep flipping back and forth, buying and selling. If you live in it, for sure, it's excluded from Shah Hazizah. If you flip it back and forth, he thinks that really should be included. And if it's in between, that's Shaila. Why? Kota Chasam Sof, I don't care if you're a developer, you're flipping back and forth, you're a real estate speculator. Doesn't matter. Karka Beforish Bekra. Karka Beforish Bekra. There's no Shah Hazizah on any karka whatsoever. Oh. Having said this, Rebosai, go back to Simon Kuf Ches in the Ramo and see, we're going to proceed from here. Can everybody stay with me so far? This is Pshat 1 of Chasam Sof. There's going to be a Pshat 2 soon. Keep in mind. Open your Shulchan Aruch, please, to Simon Kuf Ches, if you don't mind. Kuf Ches. Simon Kuf Ches. What do I must say in Simon Kuf Ches? Watch this. Hanosei matona liishto olubnoso osu lahari machakach v'lite minuchos al debonavo liishto delafkia mimikalo matona masheroilo. Once you gave something, it's not right to make a haroma, to try to fool a shtick to get out of it. It's not right. Take a look at both sides over here. Pisgei Tshuva, towards the end of Sivkot and Dalet. And I guess I mentioned on Thursday that you should see. Uvet Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. It's in brackets. Heaven or Ezra Simon Kuf Mem Zayin. The Misha makes, that's our Tshuva, it's on the board. Uvet Chayusa Nosen Matonas Harba Liishto. He gave many presents to his wife. The Acha Ma'arim Chasana, the son in law's complaint, Kayadezer, Yugra Koka Mishach Hazizacha, Sheyesh Lahem, Hanichta Betoras Ko Gavu Kaminik. I mean, we can't imagine these things in today's world, but although I've heard about it. The guy says to his father, you're spending away my Yerusha. A chutzpah. That's what's happening over here. They're saying to Dad, you're giving Mom all these presents, you're taking away our Yerusha, Shach Hazizacha. I mean, can you imagine what's going on? Everyone's still alive and they're ready to fight about the Yerusha. Okay, says the Chasam Sofer. Watch what he's saying. Rav Ashoa or Taloma came to the Mishtach HaTizach and Nichtav Kinyan Alevav Hei Beis. I would never know what this means. Rosh HaTavis. Isha Vahadar Bala. Ein lo Isha Koach Lafkia Chelik Abonis. So you can't give the gift to the wife to hurt the ultimate inheritance of the daughters. Who's al heishin lo the shlosha ofane matana? It's very such an important chasam solver. Rabosa, look inside. Look at the here. The three kinds of matana. One, im nasa leishto matana belishim pnia raki chavetz lo. A man loves his wife. I told you already. I heard the guy in my shul said, shalom, bayit. B-U-Y-I-T. You hear that joke? You want shalom with your wife? Buy it. Buy her diamonds, buy her whatever you want to buy. Shalom, buy it. You gotta say it's a good joke. Yeah. All the women were laughing. Even some of the men were sort of holding their whatever. Ein ha-hara ha-matana klal. Very kol yom of yocho la-sos b'nechos ha-mashi yirtze. Look at the Nacha Shiva. Kosin, look, it's a simul chafal. Kosin b'chol shtach atizacha, kinyin isha v'ad avala, u'masin b'chol yom, sh'ad mosif l'ishto atzubah, so they put the peklal. No problem. You can do whatever you want. Skipping a few more lines of us. Pen Hasheni. I thought pen was a modern Hebrew word, like you know, the dimension, right? Have you heard that? It's a word like a singular of panim. Pen. You guys have the chasam sir? Pen Hasheni. Shoisa matona rak laharim v'sheker v'chazav. It's all a lie. Ki le'olam lo nosam lo shum matona v'asha osa kinyonim v'mishtav u'bonav ha'scharim ala bonos lo v'asha nosam nishtav matona u'v'emez en nosam klal. It's all a bluff. He's trying to outmaneuver the shtar chatzitzach. He changed his mind. He got into a fight with his son-in-law or something like that. He's going to do ways to get out of it. It's like, yes, the son-in-law is going to get his Yerusha, okay, but he's going to give away all his possessions in his lifetime, so-called, to his wife and to his sons. He doesn't, he's not giving it to them. He just writes a document he gave it. It's a bluff. Him came Pasha Chen Amor. Vivyesh Bezech Hashad, Yechol Mahatel Cherem Stam. Mishyesh Mamona Biadiyodo Mar Mavkirish Tachatizacha. Zegorat Fei. Veharova Shebechol Shebishmet Som Simen Tzadites. Also in Herem Terem Shehil Vachule. Feel Hakim about Namer Miso. Koshke and Hakha Shekfarchi of the Bito. Chayel Lumarim. Ein a kemarma ke gazlan gomer. Finished. Out. So we have two extremes on both sides. The guy gives his wife a full gift for her anniversary present, a birthday present, he gives her diamonds. That's normal. You can't tell a guy to live his life because he has something by his Yerusha. The other extreme, it's all a bluff. He gives her nothing. He writes, he gives her something just to exclude the daughter and son-in-law. Okay. The middle one. That's what we talk about. On the ha-pen ha-shlishi. Shenasen matone gemur liyishta. Absolutely gave a complete gift. Ach lo nasen lo ele mishem avrochem ibnosov. Yes, you give a lie detector test and say, yes, I gave it to my wife completely and fully. Why? I cannot tell a lie on a lie detector test. Because I want my wife to get it, I don't want my daughter to get it. Why? Ki dato krov liyishta yosu bilubito. V'ilu lo ha'ischayim chshtach atzizachar lo hoya nosen lishta klum. He's honest. The Chai Gavna said the Helig HaChasam Sofer. Midino HaMatona Kayim. It's a valid Maton. Avolo Tov Oso Miyama. The Yisuruhu LaAvriach Nechosu Mishtach HaTzizaba. Kmo Shekosu Bebenezer Simen Kuf Ches. That's where we are right now. Benosu Mazer. Kosu Bechol Shtach HaTzizaba. Kibal Bichayim Chomu Shu Daraisa. Shol HaFkiya Chom Zer. Shol HaAvriach. V'nei im avar aviv riach lo havi bitul mecha. As Rav Moshe says in Chosh Mishpat Reish Ches. Mikom akom. Mistayim l'mikri avaryon. Ulechuf ulekayim ashvua. V'nei im hoyam av riach nechos. L'vay day ach evahu meis. Im kein es min nochu. Ha'over meis. V'alokeach o mekabel. Asher hu. Nosin lo v'shas moso. No. Ashuchai when the shrivel over. Kovkam Hocha. Shivriach Liishto. Vigam he chasuma bishtar kinyan also Hadavala. In Kena Chayim Chomer Vashuach Alea Tiso. Vikov and also Shlolava Chayim Ashuach. And to give to put the money back into the pot to the daughter to get the money ultimately. Hadkan. Ein Ashuach Chsav. This isn't a different place. Amazing, fascinating, Rabosai, Chasam Sof. Amazing. But now Rabos is another Chasam Sof. This Pisken, I'm sure I got it from, not sure if it's Foki. Look back at the Pisken Shuvah, Kuf Yud Gimel, where we came from before. Pisken Shuvah, Simon Kuf Yud Gimel. We saw Sitkan Bab and Pisken Shuvah. The very last line says, I am Shuvah's Chasam Sofer. Heaven has a chelik base, simen kuf, samach, ches. So, let's go to Chasam Sofer. Base. It came from Aleph. Let me go to base. Kuf, samach, ches. Shot two, why Karka is different. I told you that there's a second Chasam Sof. Shtach HaTzizachar.
Watch. He wants to know, chutz misfar mekarkos. Why? Why? If you tell me you can't be marva nachla, you can go against the Torah, the Talmud is also the same reason. And here, he's not marva ala nachla. Nearly mispash in a minute. Says, whole story. Takash of an egeshim or a gola. Kagbazanish a yovam and a yochala aganevam. But the chosim shabola mapas bala karkos who swarm nachlas avosov. Family heirlooms. Yizdru benea belitiso of the bias acher. These are family heirlooms. You should stay in the family. You know this. The same mikness, the achuza. Achuza is a family homestead. You gotta keep it in the family. As opposed to mikness, buying and selling, not such a strong family attachment. Okay. The spash of a minute, nami bishtar, chatzizach, a lichta, chutz, misfar, and the karkos, shudava, misuya, and biyose. It's clear what it is. Vika admas nefesh tvei.
No.
Kark is a family homestead. Rabosai, they had the Rabbeinu Gershom by Yavama. It applies over here as well. Fine. Says the Chasam Sofer, if that's the case, would apply to everything. Watch this. Of course, the same thing with Tzubas B'Dichrin, the whole story. He said, the Emes Agit, this is the last paragraph, called Din Svarim Nirali, from the Skavel or Rishonim of his Maneim, Lohay Adfus. Even more than the homestead is the holy svarim that you commissioned to be written for you. Ancient times shall think of his svarim. Aba manase, uminig abu seinu, lurifrif oda meolim bedavaze, vacholil lanonon bedavar chodesh mashal shira rishonim, or abov asiyoto. Aba bakaka, nirali mashka safti, when he signed it, chov zayin oda takpaz, where did he sign it? Pei Beis, what's Pei Beis? I told you last time. Pressburg. How do you sign his name? Moshe HaKotten, Sofer. What's the next word, Davis? Last word? No one can figure it out? Not the Yeshua first, huh? Me Frankfurt the Mind. Chasam Sofer came, was born in Frankfurt. I think he signed all of his Jews. Moshe got some me Frankfurt the Mind. He was in Pressburg. That's where he came from. That's where he signed his Jews. Okay? So this is a beautiful pshara, Bosai. Svarma are different nowadays, he suggested. It's not really true, but he suggested, Bosai. This being the case, Rabosai, what will happen with karkos nowadays? Now that we can understand, Rabosai, we can understand very well. We said before, Rabosai, that karka is special. The two different reasons that karka is special. What are the two different reasons that karka is special? One is because it's a din d'oraisa, right? The furish b'kura. And one is because it is... One is because it's a davar mesuyim with agmas nefesh. The difference would be we spoke about before. What about situations of houses that you just buy and sell? There's no emotional attachment to the house. You buy it, you sell it, you buy it, you sell it, just to make more money. So that would be different from these two pshatim. Take a look over here at Rosai Hilchos Nachos. Wow, no, Resh Pei Aleph. Okay? Here it goes. New Nirali. You able to read in the back? Not that you read it? The Ma Shenoag and Ash Adito Shtacho Lebito. It says Shtacho. Not as the whole dog. It's Chaimus. Ulahasel Shemite Lebito Chelechatzi Zachar. You put them in a hof. Sorach Litana Bechola Shalom. Dike Rachof. Lechain Sorach Lekayam Tnoe Shalom Rachof. Lechain Aminig. Bechain Aminig. Okay? So says the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Reish Pei Aleph, Siv Zayin. Siv Pisvei Tshuva. Pisvei Tshuva. Watch this. Svarim. Give the reason. Look at Chasam Sofer. Svarim nowadays is different. Okay. Chalila, we shouldn't change the minute. Look what he says. Shev Yaakov was asked, Norman the Shev Chatzizach Chutz Misvarim, Miesh Labonas Lito Chelek, the Klei Kodesh Sifrei Torah, the Rivode Zor V'Kesef, Gemetzchayim V'Tasiyat Shel Kesef. The Sifrei Torah, they have silver attached to it. What he says, the bonus happens. Why? What's the reason that Svarim was excluded? Because Svarim are bought Lilmo Dololame Behem. It says, Shayach Rak L'Svarim, women are put in Talmud Torah. A bonus to call him a lamb is beat the Torah, kill him the Tiflis. Him came. Mehechi teis, the Likach men abonim, sheesh lo schar, bach nosan, lehem, litan, the Borah, sheesh lo ktsas, onesh, him a lamb the Torah, Knesset Yecheskel. Now we know what Knesset Yecheskel said. Before we didn't know. He said, look at Knesset Yecheskel. We know about Kaka, this is what he said about Tzvar. Him came, lo shayach, lo besorom, shalom, the mehem. Mashiach can say, but Torah is my nazeh. Today's Achnos is saying, but Torah, Mosai. They're going to sit and learn to say, but Torah, they're going to learn the Tzvar. It's only ceremonials, used for the careers that they're on the shul. Right, look, it's Betzibur. Yesh lo aschus shebezak rabbi. Yesh lo ma. Yesh lo ma. Gam lebonus yesh em schil b'schus ze. Ad rabbi kevin shen lo noshem schus medimun atzman. Ro lem yosel lezakos hasan shizko adei schus achem. So the chafalot, brachos yuzayin. Nashim remak lezachim. Afa pike. Sefer Torah atzmo. Eim lo hotzim b'cheskas haskarim. Kevin yilichot lelashem tzorim. I will play Kodesh and Nasim Rakla Noi, the covet, and the Mechubar Thomas Evatar, feel like it's Chaim Shal Kesef, Shein and Mechubar, Vare Shesh Lebonus, Gamkin Tzchir Behen, Apishtach at Ezorah Shalahem, Avshin Metzumas Al Dinam Ator, Metzumas Al Kovet Ator, Kimo Anoshim, Rabbi Osai. How do you like that? How do you like that? Watch this. Dira bar Heitev, Bashvus Yaakov, Mashma. The Masha Yesh Labonos, Chus Bekarkos, Shenose Venose, the Mistachemem. We saw that in the Pisket Shavin Ebenezer. So you're flipping, you're buying, you're selling those lands. Hanash Adark, the Likos, the Likoroso. The Knesset Yecheskel says, no. He's Mazikon, the Hakas Vem, the Urib. Also the bonus happened, if it's just meant for rental. Lo noma lemay chelik abonis ki mabotim shiyum darbo av. Mishabik ragwas nefesh. There's an emotional attachment to the whole place where you live. Not where you rent that to other people. That's what it says. Oshe shakone bahabi batim v'karkos taskirim la viech behem. Osim en peiris merubin. Vare enim bichlal karkos lemay chelik abonis. There's no emotional attachment, Rabbi Osai. So he says, fascinating, Rabbi Osai, fascinating. This is an amazing vart. We'll try to finish this a little bit later. It's an amazing vart, Rabbi Osai. Bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh. I'm asking a question. how many of you people in this room have the families been living in the same house for 100 years? The Shaykh, the homestead. You buy a house, when the people get older, retire, or pass on, you sell the house. It doesn't go to the son, to the b'chor, the garnished. What purpose you think? You know, I saw a rabbi, one of the rabbis, the Marvin Schick, a very fine Jew. He wrote, Nebuch, when the rabbi of the shul passed away in Borough Park, he wrote, you know, the shul is dying out in Borough Park. Why? Because the children are following the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not live near thy parents. Used to be, people lived in the same town for 1,000 years. They didn't move. The cemetery was this high with all the grandfather, 20 generations. Today, everyone's moving around. The parents of the Borough Park have moved to Lakewood. So when the person retires, he'll sell the house to a stranger. No, there may be some attachment, some nostalgia. But no one expects the house to stay in the family forever. Hotel doesn't apply. The Hotel doesn't apply, this man is there. Rabzam and the Chemi wrote this. From Shlomo Zalman's house, the God of Ador, it belonged to a Shver. It was a, read his biography, it was a Shver's house. He never made himself into a wild boss. I'm living in my Shver's house until he lived till 80-something years old. I was living in a Shver's house. He passed away some years before. Who owns it now?
Wasserman's.
Exactly. Sold it to a dentist living in the Two Garden Hills.
They rebuilt it very nice.
All right, but the Arbacher didn't try to keep the house. Even the God of Ador didn't keep the house. That's it, it's no more. Rabzam Nechem and Sonos, there's no more emotional attachment to the houses. It's all different. There's no Avodah for the Dira. For Karen, the Dira is an Iki Yerusha. The single most valuable asset we have. When my father passed away, there was very little in the estate. The house? Go to the house of Two Garden Hills. 1958. I was there when I was a kid. A little child. They brought me along to the negotiation with some Oriental family that was living there before. And they go, oh, they got $1, $50 here, here and there. The sum product was a little over $21,000 that they sold, bought the house right in 58. And my father was Nifter in 2004. Ooh, it sold. You can go on real estate and see what that was. The real estate sold for what? It went up, I think, something like 30, 40 times in value in that period of time. So that was the only possession that we had. So you take that out of the Shtachas Yitzchak, and the Shtachas Yitzchak becomes almost meaningless. That's what Zalman Lechemi says, take the Svarim out. Leave the karka in. Leave it in. Oh. So now over here, Abosai, look what it says. We'll see this in Ebenezer too, but once we hear it ready. Watch this. It's a very interesting story. Knesset Yecheskel. I quoted in Pesach Tshuva Kufi Gimelbov, and I told you to look at Knesset Yecheskel. Now I'll tell you what it says. Makom shenita napkuda shehudi akone botem en arashor lichle bepinkas arkos al shmo. No Jew could loan any land. Rak al shem iron goy can only put in the name of a goy. Okay? So the question becomes, what's the story? Who is it really owned? Does it really belong to a guy? Does it belong to the Jew? So let's look at now. We'll get off out of Kirshan Shmishma and turn back to Ebenezer. Okay, we're both back to Ebenezer. Okay, let's first turn to Simon Kuf Yud Gimel. Take a look. Kuf Yud Gimel. Just the basics. The Nirulid or Adin in Shtach Adizach. What's a Shtach Adizach? What do the words mean? Take a look over here in the Beit Shmuel. It's if cotton you out. He tells you here to the Kufu Gimel what a Shtachat Zohar really is. The Metalton Biyodo, or Shechir Chiev Lachamit, Chiev Lachamit, Yeshloma the Enyachol and Ayorshim the Hoti Bimenu, will the Shalin of Balchol will the Hafsid also. Ki you Yachol over the Hepper, Shutop is the Chol of Metalton, and Shalin of Karkos. What does that mean? The Ramos is as follows. Ein Abonis Nodos Kelet Bekarkos. We just explained why. Imhoyukan Bale Chovos. What do I mean? They were creditors. Horashuspia, the father died, he had creditors. Horashuspia Rabonin, Lisalek Osan Metaltlin, to pay the creditors with movables. Kadeshi Sharo Lehemakarkos, Lahela Bonus Kelagman. Whoa, a shtick they pulled. If they would have paid the creditor with real estate, what would be left in the estate would be what? Would be movables. The daughter's got a half a share. Now they paid him with movables. What's left is real estate. The daughter's got zero. You got to do it? I don't need to make a haroma. Okay. Watch this. Quote Dr. Emotion. And the chalik v'loma that salik la'bal chov v'karkos shani. Dika smichas la'bal chov v'al karka. V'chein yichol n'shal en karka v'lo v'taltlin. Oh, so that's a special reason. Because typically, you would collect from karkos, and therefore on both sides, the question would be, why did I pay the metatlin? Maybe you shouldn't be able to do that. Zeino. Shame, sha'av, yachol esta'av, the metatlin. Too bad. Called Sherry Sales, that's Ramon's brother in law. Yosef Katz. If Yesh, Echad, Harbi, Hassan, and Anos, and the Cholechad, Shtachat, Yazar, Chagor, Asaf, Godel. That's what he said, I told you. $10 million you owe to your daughter. Tabrera, Biyara, Bonin, the Salik, Mishchat, Yazar, Chel, Chazar, Olid, and Asaf, Asher, Nifret, Mishchat, Yazar. See, they're behind the eight, what I told you last time. Yecholim ayorshim liten le'echad also sach shebishtar v'lacherim yitnu chatzi chelek zocha. Oh, divide and conquer. The boys will say to one sister, we'll give you the amount of money that you're entitled to. Right? And the others will give you a shech chatzi zocha. And acherim yecholim la'ar aleyem she'en yecholim mad chatzi chelek zocha shalem. No. Came and shabrer beyond a bottom, you call masses, call masha year two. Kimo Khan, you call the shabba metal, and the Kelgro, Kelga Hassan. Kelga's Mahoka Mefak with Beraya Shalom. Beraya, he was bought by the, who's Sheriff Yosef. You'll go be Raya, and Masha, the Dvorov, to the Sheriff Yosef. To whom? Which way is the Raya? Let's say, which way is the Raya go? Let's go slowly. Which way is the Raya go? Not completely clear. Because of a turmus in the kuf yud ches, shumus a rush, him yotzal yisom shtachov uksuba ugrer biyom liten paraksuba chatzi nechos no asaf shenich the ksuba, the chol liten to a kol kaksach ksuba the half of the balchov, kein och and am yichol liten lechad mehem tzchol asaf, shemishtar, am selechem to write to the sheriff Yosef, brought over here by the Beishmo. Fine. Now the Pesachet Shuvah, he says, Sof Siv Kotten Vav, Nesit Zicheskel, Tam Nochon, we saw this Tam of Agmas Nefesh. The Nochon Shadid and Abkuda, Shehudi Yakon Abatim in Hashor, it called Pikas Arkos, Hashor Rak Al Shem Yirom, Goy, in Yesh Labatim Elu Din Karkos, Shal Akone, in Eastern Nechos, Mashtach Atizacha, I and Shom Be'orech. He doesn't tell exactly what he says. I would say as follows. I would say, Rabbi Mosai, you could argue, it's a fake. Rabbi Mosai, the anti-Semitic governments that wouldn't let a Jew own land, so you had to officially put the land in the hand of a guy. It's a fake! Chassam Sofer called it a lie. You can't do it. You can't do it. Dina Machus Adina is only a non-discriminatory government. The Furish and Shulchan Aruch. A government discriminates against Jews, not even because it doesn't apply. So the emphasis is a fake. But in America, the Malchus HaChesed, where it's not a fake at all, America has no discrimination laws against Jews, where many people put their possessions into the ownership of their children in a legal way to avoid the tax. That, to my mind, Rabbi Mosai, is what the Chassam Sofer called the pen hashlishi. What's the pen hashlishi? You wouldn't have done it otherwise, but now that you did it, you did it. And I believe it really belongs to the children. That's what I think. There are others who disagree with me. They say, it's all a fake, you really just meant to avoid taxes. But we're in an American government, you can't just avoid taxes, you gotta do it real. But they didn't fight over this issue. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm telling you? The Chassam Sofer we saw before, we distinguish between a gift, which is a joke, it's a lie, it's a fake, and a man is doing just to try to outsmart his his daughter because he wants to give it to his wife now. And that's a terrible thing to do. It doesn't take effect, really. We should do whatever we can to overcome it. But the pen ashlishi, take a look back. Kuf ches, the very end of this is called Dal Pes Hachur. We have to review it again. Shenosin matona gemur li yishto. Achlo nosin lo ala bishum avrocha bibinosa. He did it for real, but only because he wants to get away with something. Get it out of his daughter. Today, get it out of Uncle Sam. Kidato krovo li yishto yosim in the bito. Substitute. He lacks his children more than Uncle Sam. V'ilu lo ischayev shtach hatzach, if not for Uncle Sam, lo haya nosin yishto the children klum. That's it. I think it's mamash, it's a right on. The matana is good. In my opinion, that's exactly what goes on today with people put things in their children's name. They don't want it back. And they say they never really meant it. You go to a bezdin, and I think the child would win. Can they really? So those who disagree, it's a machrachas, it's nothing. I don't know. I thought it would. But both sides with this, we completed this part of the Baruch HaKamashi. We're up to the last two segments. But, as I mentioned to you already on Thursday, I hope you all had a good time over Shabbos, the Maimon in Kol Tzvi, about Yerushim is my name, or maybe you said it the English one?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay, I'll send it up. It's for the easy to do today. So whoever has it, who has this, whether you have this Kol Tzvi? Don't have it? Huh?
Left it in my room.
Left it in your room? Okay. So I'm not going to read everything here, but discuss a couple of the highlights here, and maybe tomorrow we'll try to finish it up. The first discussion over here is about what's called Havoras Nachalo. You're not supposed to transfer money from. Well, who has a cold tree? Oh. That's it? You know what you should do? You move over to him. Listen, move back. Let the other two look on. You sit in the middle. Just move to right next to him. And then that will come up. Why not? Why should you have to do Baal Peh if you've got Torah Shetuk Sa? Page 86. Okay, so it starts with a Mefurisha Mishnah. A person wrote all his possessions to somebody else and left his kids with nothing. Masha Asa also, it's valid. Not right thing to do. And the Gemara says further, they shouldn't transfer inheritance. Afilu mi bro bisho le bro tovo. Even from a bad son to a good son. The kosh can be bro le brat. Oh, perish the thought. Your daughter, she's out of town anything. The sefer geshir achayim kosev. Quote, heyol shemine ga'olam hu le'ashir gam labonos. If you will not leave your daughter in your will, what's she going to do? She'll go and apparently by the, I don't know Israeli law, a daughter can demand a certain percentage part of the estate. He and the husband, if the man leaves it all to his sons, I don't see what that. America's not such law. Only one who gets by law is the wife and the spouse. You cannot cut out the spouse. I think he should get at least a third, I think, in New York. Something like that. Can't cut her out. Can't. But your son, your daughter, you can cut him out. I don't know what it's ruled. Maybe Israel's different, though. It's a communist country. I don't know where it's coming from over here. But you can't. She gets entitled to a percentage based on the law. Don't know. I guess she'll live in Eretz Israel. I don't know. British law, Ottoman law. I'm not sure when he wrote this. Nah, he was too young to read it. The Ottoman law. The British law. Yeah? I don't know. Number two is a more important one for me. Shagaboyim are they zel the river machlokas. If you don't give your daughters, it's going to be a fight. Look at this story. Look inside the words. This is a quote in Geshe Rechaim. V'tam chokham oshir echad. Osa maisa. V'hinchul betzavoas kol ruchusha rak apidini ator. He was a classicist. He had three sons and three daughters. Bchor got half. Each other's son got a quarter, and the girls got zero. What was the result? Look at the next line they have. Unbelievable. Vehinchil sina, he bequeathed hatred, v'tachwas and competition, upirud and division, divisiveness, v'mishpach on its family. Arasher omra brios, people said, shalo kedai hoya lahasher rechush, v'lahorish sina. We better be died penniless, rather than have his kids hate each other. What's going on? There's a Meister, there's a Gesher Achaim, this is now a reform rabbi speaking. There's a Gesher Achaim of Tukachinsky, who grew up with Rav Shmuel Salant, who was his, I think his step-grandfather-in-law, some step-grandfather, something like that. He was related to the Rav Shmuel Salant. No, so what do they do these days? What is Bizman Hazeh? So I called her Marav Fulda and Yerushalayim. What's the reason? Shein ruach hachamim noche menu. Haidekach u'mecharche riv bein bonu v'bein achem v'shinos alehem. If you take the money away from your son and give it to a stranger, there'll be tremendous fight after the person dies to the son to the stranger. If he's there a karash bam, shegam b'marba le'echad mi'bonu v'mamad v'acher u'bichal avaras nachlo. If you give more to one son than another, it also cause fights. Shemecharche riv bein bonav, v'zayos ha'chamur, humatul kina bein ha'achim. It's bad enough that your sons are on one side and some stranger on the other side. But your two sons are fighting with each other. It's crazy. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Nachos, tzivu chachamim. The phrase again for the 15th time. Tzivu chachamim doesn't mean an absolute halacha, I told you. It's an eight. So Yishana Adam ben Abanim b'chayov. Where that expression? Where that expression comes from? Want to know where it is? Shabbos Daf Yud. This week's parsha. This week's. I'm going to chumash right now. This week's parsha. What's the parsha? What's that? Vayesh. What's the first part of Vayesh? Aslok Sonas Pas. Says the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud. La'olam Yishana. Don't make this room. Sure, Yaakov Avinu was Mishana and read Sonas Pasim. And the result of that, you would drag and change, the, take it down to Mitzrayim for goals for 210 years. Chazal were not afraid to criticize Yaakov Avinu. Hey, I wouldn't. Chazal criticized Yaakov Avinu. Being partial to one son over the others. Gemara and Shabbos. So there I'm going to quote. I feel it with Dabba Mu'at, like a coat of many colors. Shalayavoli, they tapus, v'kina, k'achi yosef, and yosef. It gives you the source. This week's Parsha, Rabbos, nothing's an accident. Sunday Parsha Vayeshev. We're learning about this. Amazing, no? Amazing. The Bach, the Medayek from the Rambam, Dach the Bechayev, Avol Kodem Misoso, he's about to die, he's not well, he's about to die, Rashoy of the Shadows, then he's allowed to discriminate to one brother and another. Dav Kuf Lamed, it says, B'yom Anchila Vazbonav, the Rashoy, the Rabbos, the Echad, the Lumad, the Echad. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan Broka says, a man may not decide that instead of my sons inheriting me, my daughter or my cousin or my neighbor, doesn't work. It's null and void, to use the expression of Yerusha. But what you can do is say, yes, by Torah law, my two sons, let's say neither is a Bechor, is a daughter first, each at 50%, I decide to give one son 90%, one son 10, or one son 100%, one son 0. That you can do. May you do it? May you do it? So, the Bach assumes that you may do it. How do you reconcile this with the Gemara and Shabbos? Im lokan yudimi razal sozum zezeh, end quote. It must be that when you're alive and well, you may not do it. When you're about to die, you may do it. Ah, I don't think so. Next page, page 87. The Fiatur Nire. The Tur presumably is in Sim Resh Pei Beis. Umatlakin Ben Achim, that's the end of the previous paragraph. It's a terrible thing. What will the Tur do with the monks, Baba Basuk of Laman, Yom Anchil Etzbonav? No! Yalfin Rakhlet Zbarov Kayamin. The Rambam also. Why do you say Chayav? Tzivu Chachamim. And Yisrael eats a tova. I'm a shitosi. Teaching your daughter Torah, see the chalava, respecting your wife and having more of your house. All eats a tova. 15 times I think I told you. They were searching me 20 something years when they first started the Barilan searches. Okay? Maybe you can search now again. Whoa, I don't know. But Uvishas Misa Gora, it's worse. The Enruach Hachamim Nochay Menu, and a mission only by Shimra, that's worse, not better. The opposite of the Bach. In any event, Rabbo says on the new paragraph on page 87, Akoponim Tamishna saying, Uvishla Yorah with Kinu Machlokes, Nudivizvanenu, Nahapochu. Phrase from the Megillah, it's exactly backwards. Im Yachlaku the Kidin Torah, Tia Machlokes. If you say that they should follow the Din Torah, it'll be as the Geshur HaChaim said. Who can even Geshur HaChaim? When it is my name, Nog Shekolecha Me'abonim Me'abonos Yitlu B'Shoven. Mamish, exactly the same. If you Yachalekein, you grow the Machlokes. So I advocate it strongly, leave to all your children equal shares. After lo Darshin and Tamid the Krok, I'm saying, the whole reason for the din of the sons getting because that and not changing it around because of the to make peace in those days you gave to your sons and no one else you give to strangers or daughters for that matter. For this Bible Malcolm Achim, the zel b'krab furish, avol darshinan tama the drushes chazal b'chadom. As I say, lo darshinan tama the krab, but darshinan tama the drusha. I saw recently there was a whole tumult about this statement of mine. I think Rabbi Wiedeblatt wrote about it, and somebody quoted him. Oh, I think it was Rabbi Meth, or the Kuntris, where he's quoting Rabbi Wiedeblatt quotes my Kiddush. Is it right? Is it wrong? And so, it's a whole thach. I shouldn't. I just saw a statement come out from one of people from Karen Biavakarl about Gerus, and he quotes my Maimon Beis Yitzchok from Tov Shinnun Beis. I said, wow. Shalach lachem kol pnei amayim. That's very good. You have to get hold. L'chem is my name and mutter v'af roi l'chal et l'chosem l'chol bonav v'nosu v'shova. Then I'm not really my clerks. And I have a Ramor, Rabbo Zayin, Reish Nub Zayin, Siv Zayin, quote here verbatim. Sh'arotze l'chal l'chlop l'chosov achri moso sh'le yorivu yorshav achrov v'rotze l'aso sedet zavah v'od abori. Do such and such. You think? To avoid machlokes. This is this amazing sight of the Marasham. Who is the Marasham? Shomotcha, HaKohen, Shvadron. His grandson and namesake was the famous Magid. Shlomazam's brother-in-law. Magid had the same name. The name of his grandfather was a Goyim. He was considered the Godel Ador in his time in Galicia. The main person, Shut Marasham. Sheshtarchat yizokhar shal yidei yodo habas mekabelis chatzi chelik ma'ben tibu v'rabo, which you saw. Hivsikul l'shtamishwa. You know why? Unbelievable reason. Ki abonos holku l'arkos. Yeah, not discussing Upo Yisrael in Manhattan. We're discussing Berzhan, a little town in Galicia. From people. 100 years ago plus, they went to secular court. You believe it? Apparently in Galitza there was a law, the daughter gets an equal share. Same with that in Eretz Yisrael, according to Geshur HaChaim. I never heard of this, but anyway. Ukhadei limnoa isur mamish talicha l'akos v'gezel yesh l'chalek n'choso l'vonov v'livnosov v'shonim. So it's not only going to stop fights, we're going to stop a violation of going to secular court and actual theft on the part of the daughters.
Why gezel?
It's stealing from the sons. He's stealing from the sons. They get them all the money up in Din Torah. Pesachet Shuvah quotes a Chasam Sofer. Ulai kol zeh ene ole b'shchimera sheine matona chale ele b'shas misa v'az nofru manachosim l'fnei ha-yosh v'ubol ha-afkia. Maybe the only time is the problem of Avur Yachsan the matna shchimera which takes effect at the moment of death. Avur matna's bori guf me'hayom v'peiris le'achamisa less than but no problem. The Bechayim Yochel Cholotel Nasos Pesheloch Vashi Yitzhe. Zusvara Nechon Al Yashim Amini. Avok Subas Nun Gimel Tiyufte. Uh-oh. Suvas Nun Gimel is Tiyufte Rabosai. It's all about the Gemara. Suvas Nun Gimel Amad Aleph Rabosai. You see how Suvas fits in? Everywhere we go is Suvas. This is written on above a Bashar Dick of Pesugia. Suvas Nun Gimel is right here front and center. Mars is a sauce. Rashid and Bays and Bays, the Ramaskal Ozel is quoted over here. Where is it? Ozel, last line. Ozlar Papa the base Avianara the Ksov Subasa, Shab Yipsok of Via Vichtov Love with Vinyasa, Mashi Yichtov. Okay? The guy should write the Dunya to his daughter. So the Gemara says, no, shouldn't do it. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Let's take a look, Rabose. The last three lines. Rab Papa, Iasik Le Break, Be Abba Surah. His son was going to marry the daughter of Abba Sarah. Take that back. Abba was his father-in-law. So it's a complicated family relation. His son married, you believe this? I would never allow this. His son married his sister-in-law. Whee! My boy said it sounds like a whee. His son married his sister-in-law. His son married his wife's sister. Huh? Yeah. Somebody aunt, right? Right? Also, our papa went to the girl's father. It should have been a shver, I think, right? And he's going to give a nedunya, whatever he's going to give. So what happens? He's on his way there. Shami Uda Bamarema, Nafik Asai If Sile. He mutter the pisle. He's about to go into his shver's house. Have a come after me, ne? Yehuda got rishus from our papa to go back. Amole, neil mar ba'adoy. Come with me. Chazye de lo have nichale. Our papa was not happy for Yehuda to come in. Amole, my daitif mishum. Oh, I know where you're coming in. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, lo tevi be'avurei apsanta, afil mi'brabisha le'bratava, shouldn't, right? V'kol shekein, I don't see it in the Gemara, it's in Rashi, v'kol shekein mi'bra le'bratava, says Rashi, hachai avurei apsantu, shekosel le'bita ma'shei ro'a lo'orish le'manav. Liadia my Zara Nafik Mine. Oh, here it is. Because of Ibrahim Brata. Says Rab Papa, no. Hai Nami Takanta de Rabbani. Rab Yochan Mishum Abishim Ben Yochoy, Amale. Mishum Abishim Ben Yochoy. We saw before. La Ol La El Sheikbot Oda Vita Libito. The Ola Flame Kra. Says the Chasam Sofer. This Gemara is against what the Chasam Sofer suggested. You see here, Avuri Aksan is not only a problem by Matnas Shimera, but also by Matnas Bari. Matnas Bari. So I wanted to suggest the last line of page 87. To get Sharachayim, and he says, Leita Libnosu of Yavile Sinem Achloikis, who mitzvahs Havas, page 88, Shalom, Bein Bnei HaMishpachto Gedolo Meod, how do you like that, Rabosai? So I'm suggesting that the same way as the Easter of Avuri Achsanta does not apply if you're doing it for the good purpose of helping your daughters get married, so too will not apply if you're doing it for the good purpose of preserving peace within your family. Rabosai, it's an important nekuda. That's why I'm a big fan of whoever, when it, again, it becomes relevant to write a will, which is for rich people all the time, but for plain people, after the first spouse passes away, as I mentioned yesterday, last time, that everything is going to go to survivorship, but that's also printed in this mimer. They should get every child should get equally. That's it. That's my strong preference. Now, I both said we got up to page 88. This mimer goes up to page 102. Ah, that's a lot of pages. I'm not sure I'm going to do it all tomorrow, but I'd like you all to look through today. Hopefully, Dov will email the thing from Torah, which is an English version summation of some of the things. So I have that. I'm going to leave that tomorrow. We'll try to do this. After we get to do this, whenever, we have this next bunch of Marah Makamis. But what's the definition of Chuppah, Nisuin? After that will come the final Marah Makamis sheet. I'm trying to give it to you earlier, for those who want earlier, about Moed and Moredes. And then the Zman comes to an end. Today is December 7th. The last year is December 24th. That's the calendar says. Okay, so we'll try to keep to the calendar. There's a close statement to which is supposed to be 5 or 10.